This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
Welcome in on this Friday afternoon. What a pleasure it is to be sitting in the big chair today for my friend Stu Epperson on Truth Talk Live. I'm Joey Hudson from the upstate of South Carolina, where I hosted The Morning Answer for many years. So if you're listening on the Truth Network on 96.9 in the upstate of South Carolina, welcome. And 96.9 is actually the newest edition of the Truth Network. By the way, it's good to spend the afternoon with you again. And if this is our first time to meet, it's great to spend Friday afternoon with you as well. Let me invite you to join the conversation. It's real simple. Just call 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-348-7884. And I welcome your emails as well. That's real easy too. Joey@joeyhudson.com. And there's one more way that you can join today's conversation, and that's a text message directly to me. 864-477-JOEY is that number. 864-477-5639. Now that I've thoroughly confused on how you confused you on how you can join today's conversation, let's jump right in, as the hour will go quickly. A lot of breaking news today. Just this afternoon, gunmen attacked a concert venue in Moscow, killing at least 40 people, we're told, according to multiple reports. Details are still coming in on that. We will update you on that in just a moment. Today, my U.S. Senator from South Carolina, Senator Tim Scott, who is a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, introduced a resolution reiterating Israel's right to self-defense and condemning recent calls from some of his colleagues which interfere in Israel's sovereign electoral process. As time permits, we'll discuss the situation in Israel, and I'd like to share a story with you of a young lady who survived the attack on October the 7th. I met Noah. She's a 23-year-old young lady. She was at the music festival that was attacked by Hamas that has received so much attention since October the 7th. Noah has quite the story. And in my recent trip to Israel, I was able to sit down and talk with Noah. I want to tell you all about that. It's quite an interesting story. By the way, House Speaker Mike Johnson has invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress. We'll give you the details on that a little later as well. A video posted on X shows a large group of illegals shoving and assaulting members of the Texas National Guard who are defending the border under Governor Greg Abbott's Operation Lone Star, this border security mission. This group of illegals eventually broke through the border wire. They rushed a permanent border barrier and also temporarily took out a man guards shack there as well. Spencer Brown from townhall.com said, in a scene that looks more like the border of some war-torn third world country, and after multiple months of record-setting illegal alien crossings on Biden's watch, a horde of illegals now have stormed Texas authorities in an attempt to forcibly and unlawfully enter the U.S. to call it an invasion. Is anything but hyperbole. What a mess. Yet the Biden administration still doesn't believe there's a crisis. And this is another situation to ask ourselves as Christians, what is the right response? Now, I know, Stu, and you have talked about this a lot recently. What do we do as Christians as we see these people? Yes, they're wanting to come into the U.S. for a better life. We get that. But as Christians, how do we respond? How do we protect our families? How do we protect our country? I'd love to get your perspective on that. 866 844-TRUTH, 866-347-884. Love for you to join the conversation on this Friday. Speaking of illegals, the father of Lakin Riley, the 22-year-old nursing student, allegedly killed by an illegal immigrant from Venezuela last month down in Georgia, in Athens. He's urging Georgia Governor Brian Kemp to declare a state of invasion to, quote, detain and deport criminal illegals during an address that he made to the state Senate this week. This, of course, in response to the murder of his daughter. The Georgia House of Representatives passed a bill last month that would withhold funding from localities that refuse to cooperate with federal immigration authorities on the detention, removal, and investigation of illegal aliens in the state. And, of course, this has been the topic all week. What a week it's been in the U.S. courts. As the U.S. Supreme Court started the week by initially putting a hold or a slight delay on Texas's new law that allows local law enforcement in Texas to arrest illegals, only to be overturned by an appeals court. And, of course, there are more appeals to come. But again, let's ask ourselves as Christians, what do we do? What's our response? This is a real dilemma at times for me personally. Love to get your comments on that. Also, President Joe Biden announcing that 78,000 public service workers will have $5.8 billion in federal student loan debt forgiveness by his administration. The borrowers, which include teachers, nurses, firefighters, and others enrolled in the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, they have dedicated their careers to serving their communities, according to the president in his statement. The debt cancellations will bring his administration's total forgiveness to about $144 billion for nearly 4 million Americans. This according to ABC News, around 43 million people in the U.S. still have student loan debt. Since the Biden administration's wider plan for student debt relief was struck down by the Supreme Court last year, the president's been trying to use old and new loan repayment plans to help relieve the debt. Also, Alabama has joined the growing list of red states taking aim at diversity, equity, and inclusion. On Wednesday of this week, Governor Kay Ivey signed legislation that bars DEI in public entities such as schools, universities, and state agencies. Christopher Rufo on X wrote, Alabama has passed legislation to abolish the DEI bureaucracy in all public universities and schools. As you can see, lots to talk about today, and I hope you'll join the conversation. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. I'm Joey Hudson, in for Stu Epperson.
Listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
That's 866-348-7884. Where do you want to start on this Free for All Friday? I understand that this is quite often what you do on Fridays. When I was doing the Morning Answer in upstate South Carolina, we did Free Speech Friday, but I understand you guys do Free for All Friday. So where do you want to start? Your calls are welcome, as are your emails, joey@joeyhudson.com. You can text me directly if you'd like, 864-477-JOEY, 864-477-4639. Let me invite you to visit my website as well, joeyhudson.com. There you can subscribe, you can connect with me, and listen to my daily podcast called Just the Truth. A lot of truth going on here, so love to have you join me each day on Just the Truth. Let's start in High Point, North Carolina with Jonathan. Welcome, Jonathan.
Hey, Joey.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you.
First of all, I want to thank you for addressing these issues, especially the defense of Israel. I just want to ask you to try to maintain the context of on one statement that so many folks, first of all, we got to remember to be grateful for this country that God still keeps, and the ability that we have to respond to things in His will.
Absolutely.
At this point, when we're talking about people forcing their way into the border, it's one thing for, you know, folks to be opportunistic and take advantage of an opportunity to come and contribute. But when we say that folks are just looking for a better life, folks that were doing that are just looking to take advantage, and they don't care about the people's home they're coming into. So,
yeah,
I just hope everybody will be able to filter the difference there and count their neighbors that are here legitimately as friends, and be aware of the people who aren't intended to be their friends.
Sure. Well, and you know, Jonathan, the Bible talks about recognizing authority. It's a real dilemma for me, Jonathan, as I see some of these people trying to get into America. And who wouldn't want to live in this wonderful country, as you just spoke of? Who would not want to be here? I get that. But we have to also look after our own. As millions of people have flooded into our country, particularly over the past few years of this current administration, that is taking resources away from our own people, from our family, from our veterans. We have poor people, unfortunately, here who are Americans as well, that need these resources that are being drained by people from other countries. And it's not just Mexico. These are people coming from all around the world. They're coming via Mexico. But as you probably know, you know, Chinese nationals and people from Ukraine and Russia and other countries, I don't think they're here necessarily for our better life. It actually scares me to think of why they're actually here.
Well, when we lose the mindset that we can share someone else's property on behalf of empathy, we open the door to a lot of trouble. And you know, if anyone wants to make themselves a better life and take care of their family, I say welcome. But when we have people in Washington that want to take advantage of their neighbors across the board, I think we better look in the mirror and figure out whether or not we're paying attention.
Yep, I think you're right, Jonathan. Hey, appreciate your phone call. Have a wonderful weekend. Your phone call is welcome as well. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Love for you to join the conversation on this Free for All Friday. I'm Joey Hudson in for Stu Epperson here on Truth Talk Live. Let's go to Ben, who is in Charlotte, who also wants to talk about the situation at the southern border. Welcome, Ben.
Hi, sir. Yes, regarding the illegal immigration problem, which has gotten way out of hand, our nation is in big trouble, sir, not just with the illegal immigration, but with the debt that it's carrying on its back. These people are coming in here at record numbers as Biden and his administration do nothing to stop it. And they are costing us a lot of money. And if it continues, you won't recognize this country in a few years, I guarantee you.
Yeah, that's the scary thought there, Ben. And you hit on something there, too. It's more than just people coming into our country. It's the burden that it puts on us financially, and we can't pay our bills as it is.
That's correct, and I can't see why they are allowing that to go on. And it's not solving the problem, by the way. What's going on is the cartels are having their way while their countries are dumping their people on our soil. I mean, this country has literally become a dumping ground for people's problems. And if the United States does not get its act together, even the Word of God warns that a nation that is divided will not stand.
Yep.
And we're facing multiple problems at one time, and the Biden administration is responsible for defending and keeping this country in order. And even that Chinese balloon that flew over the U.S. and they let it get all the way across before they shot it down, that could have been stopped. This guy is doing nothing.
Yeah.
And for him to even go for another 4 years in office, if he makes it another 4 years, if we make it another 4 years, period, we'll be lucky.
Yeah.
We could face an economic collapse because of all this debt. And these people, they're throwing fire on the immigration issue by just allowing them to come in, busting them to sanctuary cities. paying them, giving them money every month to live off of. So who wouldn't want to come in here like that?
And when we can't provide services to some of our own people. So Ben, back to my original question then. As a Christian, though, how do we respond to this? When we're questioned about this, and I see this quite often, people say, well, you know, you're supposed to be a loving nation. You're supposed to be a giving and forgiving nation. So how do you respond when someone asks you that question as a man with faith?
Okay, regarding immigration, as a Christian, we have laws to get into this country legally, okay? And they are still in place to this day. If a person from, I don't care what country it is, wants to come to the United States, they will follow our laws that are in place, obey the laws, and enter in legally. We do not have laws, as far as I know, you know, that pretty much say just come in any way you want to, okay? So even the Word of God has rules that we are to follow. So we obey the rules and follow in respect to whatever country it is you're trying to get into, and come in legally. Yeah. If we were to go over into these countries like Mexico and reverse the situation and our people pile up and go over there in their countries, what do you think they'd do to us?
Yeah. I can tell you, we all know what they would do to us. We would not.
We've got people coming back and buying bags would, just going on vacation
that's for
over
sure.
there.
That's for sure.
So
hey,
we have to be, we love them and let them in if they come in legally and take care of them from that point on. You know,
appreciate your phone call, Ben. Have a wonderful weekend. Appreciate your phone call. 866-348-7884. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Love to get you to chime in, your perspective as well as we're talking about this. Today, my senator, one of my two senators, Tim Scott, a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, introduced a resolution reiterating Israel's right to self-defense and condemning recent calls from U.S. lawmakers to interfere in Israel's sovereign electoral process. We're going to talk about that up next.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome as we continue this Friday edition of Truth Talk Live. I'm Joey Hudson, in for Stu Epperson today. Hope you'll join the conversation. It's real easy. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Email me directly, joey@joeyhudson.com. Let me invite you to also join me on my podcast, Just the Truth. You can go to joeyhudson.com, click on Connect with Joey. I'd love to have you join me as well. I'm sure that Stu has talked about the war in Israel a lot lately. And as we were talking about our southern border, we also have to talk about the issue in Israel and the issue that the people of Israel are facing. I'd like to get your perspective on the brutal attacks of Israel by the Hamas terrorists on October the 7th. And again, the same question applies to it, is how Christians should respond to this. There's been a lot of talk about a ceasefire, and no one wants to see war anywhere. There's international pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to pull back. The argument is, from a humanitarian standpoint, and the horrible conditions that the people of Gaza find themselves in. And yes, it's bad what a lot of these innocent people are having to endure because of the terrorists among them. But as Christians, do we condemn Israel because they're defending themselves? I don't think so. Do we join the call by Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer, who recently called for new elections in Israel to replace Benjamin Netanyahu? Today, one of my senators, Tim Scott from South Carolina, he's a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, he introduced a resolution reiterating Israel's right to self-defense and condemning these recent calls. In the resolution, it doesn't specifically name Chuck Schumer, but we all know who he's talking about. Senator Scott, along with a long list of his Senate colleagues, including my other senator, Lindsey Graham, made it very clear that Israel has the right to defend itself. In the statement, Senator Scott said, Hamas is the reason the conflict started on October the 7th and the reason it continues today. Israel has every right to defend itself from this brutal terrorist organization that raped and murdered innocent civilians and continues to hold more than 100 people hostage, including several American citizens. I will always stand with Israel as it seeks to comfort and eradicate the threat of terrorism. Again, a whole list, a long list of Republican senators joined Senator Scott in this resolution. People like Josh Hawley, John Cornyn, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Chuck Grassley, Kevin Cramer, Jerry Moran, James Langford. Again, a list of Republican senators. I recently had the opportunity to travel to Israel, where I traveled with my friend and colleague, Mike Gallagher. If you're familiar with the Mike Gallagher Show, you may have heard Mike mention the trip. If you're not, go to MikeOnline.com. Mike would love to have you join him each weekday, 9 to 12 noon. We spent 5 days in Israel in partnership with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, a great organization doing God's work, helping the people of Israel. Senator Schumer claimed that the Israeli people want to pull out of Gaza and do not support the prime minister. Funny, though, I didn't seem to find any of these people that Senator Schumer speaks of. Everyone I spoke to wants Israel to finish the war, to eliminate the Gaza Strip as we know it today. They believe this is the only way that they will have peace. There are a lot of stories to be heard from the Israeli people. What an experience it was for me to be in Jerusalem and to talk to people, to literally be within just over a half a mile of the Gaza border, where Mike Gallagher and I sat with people in this kibbutz that was first attacked by Hamas. We were standing there in a home that had been burned out. The 90-year-old occupant had been murdered, slaughtered. His caretaker was taken as a hostage. The house next door had a young family, and there were photos on the door. The interior of this home was burned out as well. But there was photos of this young family, a man, his wife, and his young child. The man is still a hostage. Fortunately, the terrorists released the wife and the child. Standing there, looking into their home, there was a coffee cup on the table. I took a photo of it. I have it posted on my social media sites. Just search for Joey Hudson on Facebook. They started their day like any other day, having coffee, when it changed suddenly, drastically. I also met a young lady named Noah. I was talking with Noah. This was in Tel Aviv at Hostage Square. They have converted one of their public areas there into what is known now as Hostage Square. And they have this long banquet table with place settings representing all of the current people who are being held hostage. Unfortunately, they also have empty spaces recognizing the people who lost their lives that day. So I had the opportunity to talk with Noah. She's 23 years old. She was at the music festival, the Nova Music Festival that you've heard so much about, the day of the attack. In fact, a friend of hers was videotaping Noah and her boyfriend enjoying the music. And in the background, this was after the fact, after the attack took place. Later, as Noah and her friend are reviewing the video, you can literally see the terrorist paragliding in behind her. Noah told me that as soon as she heard the first shot fired, she knew that it was gunfire, that it wasn't fireworks. Noah and her boyfriend immediately ran to a wooded area They came into an opening where they saw a single tree in this wide open field. And I want you to hear this from Noah. I was able to interview Noah, and as she was telling me this story, I quickly asked if I could record her, and I pulled out my phone. So it's a little noisy, but here's Noah's story.
So my friend grabbed my hand and he draws me into the first bush we saw, which was a really big one in the middle of nowhere. You could see that there are no similar bushes to this one. He had to break the branches and push me inside because it was very, very thick. And we were inside that bush for 8 hours, hearing everyone, all the terrorists walking around the bush, couldn't breathe and just hoping they won't see us, and they didn't see us. And afterwards, we read a little bit and someone sent us a picture of the bush asking if it was the same one. And it turned out that this tree called Jarkad tree, it's a tree that according to the Islam was made to protect Jews during Great War. That's what it said. It's like the Islamic people know that if they see this tree, they can't hurt it because it's made to protect Jews. I mean, crazy.
Yes, it is crazy. Noah said that this tree, translated, was meant to be like God's cover, God's protection. And interesting enough, Noah told me as we first started talking that before October the 7th, she didn't really believe there was a God. She didn't necessarily not believe. She said it just never had really been part of her thought process. Noah believes there's a God now. That tree saved her life. And this is just one of many, many stories that we heard while our visit to Israel just 2 weeks ago. Again, you can go to my social media sites, Facebook, YouTube. I have some of these stories posted. But back to the original question, as Americans, how do we stand behind God's chosen people? And how do we respond as Christians to calls like from Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer, who wants to interfere in Israel's election, who he believes the Israeli people do not want Benjamin Netanyahu to be their leader? I can promise you, Noah supports the prime minister, as do many others that I had the opportunity to talk to while in Israel. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH is how you join the conversation. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you're negotiating with God? We're going to talk about that up next.
Truth Talk Live.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Continuing Free for All Friday, I'm Joey Hudson sitting in for Stu Epperson today. Glad to have you join us. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884 is how you join the conversation. Special thanks to our ministry partners, Mighty Muscadine. Boy, what a great product they make. And their newest product, Vine-tastic. It's infused with approximately 100 naturally occurring muscadine grape antioxidants. What I love, no sugar, no carbs, no calories. Plus, they support the Truth Network here. So be sure and pick up some the next time you're out shopping. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you were sort of negotiating with God? A couple of years ago, my sister-in-law, Patty, gave me a copy of Paul Tripp's New Morning Mercies. Are you familiar with it? I've got a special one that I want to share with you in just a moment. First, let's go to J.R., who is in Westminster, South Carolina. Welcome, J.R.
Welcome, my friend Joey Hudson.
Well, it's good to talk to you again, my friend.
Likewise. I'll get straight to the point. The conversation and the thought is very poignant to the day. With regards to Israel, they are definitely God's chosen people, chosen to be
yes.
the light and the example to the rest of the world in our relationship to God. And so it is incumbent upon every Christian to not only pray for the peace of Israel, but to support Israel.
Yes.
And then as citizens of the United States of America, we should literally hold whatever support we can give, it's financial or whatever it may be, or even as you and Mike Gallagher made your trek to Israel. The bottom line is political officials and elected officials must be held accountable by the citizens of the United States, because everything they do should be of the consent of the governed. And if what they say and do does not reflect our attitudes and our opinions and our beliefs, then yep. they have to be held accountable. They have to be. And so we see it happening here in the United States. And so Israel is a sovereign nation. What they decide for them is in their best interest. And they should not be beholden to any pressure that another nation puts on them. So we're to be their allies. We're to yeah. be their support. So yeah. that's kind of where the rubber meets the road, Joey. But, you know, Christians need to stand up, Joey.
Yeah, we do. And we need to let people like Senator Chuck Schumer understand why we stand with Israel. He, of all people, should know that. I was dumbfounded, JR, when I heard him make his statement from the Senate floor saying that you know, and he's been one of the ones who's talked so much about election interference over the past few years, and now he's wanting to interfere in the elections of Israel. No, not going to work. We also we need to keep Israel in our prayers first and foremost, yep. too, JR, and I know that you do. Hey, so good to hear from you, JR. Appreciate your phone call today on Truth Talk Live. JR from Westminster. Your calls are welcome as well, 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Have you ever found yourself in a situation to where you were somewhat negotiating with God? I have a dear friend who's in the hospital right now. I didn't ask him beforehand, so I'm not. Let's just call him Chuck. How's that? He's been there for a few weeks, and he may be there for another 3 to 4 weeks. He texted me today, and he said that he had been asking God a lot of questions recently. A couple years ago, my sister-in-law, Patty, gave me a copy of Paul Tripp's New Morning Mercies. You may be familiar with it. I found this particular chapter in it talking about negotiating with God. It reads, "Have you ever tried to bargain with God? Is there an ongoing negotiation right now in your spiritual life? Perhaps you've never spoken these prayers aloud, but have been similar silent dialogues like these." And he gives some examples, and I'll bet you can relate to some of these. "Lord, if you give me that job with that handsome pay increase, I will be incredibly generous with the extra income. Father, if you allow me to win the bidding war on that dream house in our dream community, we'll start an evangelistic Bible study for our neighbors. Jesus, if you help me pass my driving test, I'll serve you this summer by going on that missions trip that I've been on the fence about." Have you ever found yourself asking or making these types of requests? Maybe your bargaining chips aren't significant as a new house or a career change, Tripp says. "But in the mundane circumstances of daily life, we are all tempted to strike a deal with the sovereign creator of the universe." He goes on to write, "Some Christians have argued that there are bargains in Scripture in which God seems to have willingly participated. One of the prime examples he uses is Hannah. She was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly, and she vowed a vow and said, 'O Lord of hosts, if you'll indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head.'" This is out of 1 Samuel. At first glance, this does look like a bargain with God, doesn't it? And in fact, Tripp writes, God did give Hannah a son. However, the story needs closer examination and celebrate getting what you wanted. Not so for Hannah. She's not waiting for the birth of her baby for joy and peace to return. She has it already. Hannah's prayer was not a negotiation with God to get her desire, but an abandonment of her desire, yes, even a biblical one, for even a better one. Tripp writes, perhaps there's no more crucial human thought process than if I had, and there's a blank there, whatever, then I would be happy. Whatever fills in that blank will compete with the Lord for control of your heart, and whatever controls your heart will shape and direct your behavior. In the purest of jealousies, God will never allow anything to compete with him for the rulership of our souls, he writes. Therefore, he refuses to participate in any bargain that would tempt us to search for life outside of him and his kingdom. He knows that unless we find our ultimate joy in him, we'll become hopelessly enslaved to things that can never deliver the happiness that we think we're seeking. False messiahs always disappoint us, leaving us more despondent, more bitter, morally bankrupt, you might say. Hannah's not negotiating with God for a son, Tripp writes. Of course she desires a son, a beautiful biblical desire, but she's letting go of this desire to grab hold of and submit something infinitely better, God's perfect, wise, and loving will of her life. Don't stop asking God to fulfill the desires of your heart, but also never stop asking God to expose whether these desires are horizontal and self-serving rather than vertical and God-honoring. When your desire belongs to the Lord and you're fully content in him, you can experience the best and the brightest of lives no matter how he answers your prayers. God bless. Paul David Tripp. That just kind of hit home with me as my buddy, who's been in the hospital, text me saying, you know, I've just really been asking God a lot of questions lately. Not that he's doubting God, not that he thinks God has turned his back on him, but look, when you're in a situation like that, it's sort of natural, isn't it? As humans, to wonder if God has abandoned us. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH is how you join the conversation today. Boy, what a great time we've had today. Been an honor for me to sit in for Stu Epperson. Be sure and join me for my Just the Truth podcast every day. Just go to joeyhudson.com, click on Connect with Joey, and I'd love for you to join my email address or my email newsletter. You can also subscribe to my podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love for you to join me on my daily Just the Truth podcast. And hopefully Stu will invite me back to join Nick and the whole team here on Truth Talk Live to host again. Certainly been a pleasure to be here with you in this free-for-all Friday. Boy, we live in the greatest country in the world. And yes, we have our problems, but we have God on our side as well. And as long as we continue to pray, and we have to, this is my heart's desire, and this is my prayer for our country, and I hope it will be yours too. We have to put God back into every single equation for America to continue to be strong. God will help us with this, but it's like we have pushed him to the side. We have pushed God out of things. Too many instances where we have taken simple messages like, in God we trust, off of public buildings. 866-348-7884. Nick, let's try to get one more quick call in. If Chris is still with us from Charlotte. Chris, welcome.
Well, hey, welcome. Thanks for taking my call. I wonder why we continue to call the people that are over there in Israel God's chosen people. The New Testament seems clear to me that you become part of the kingdom of God not through procreation, but we become part of the kingdom of God through being born again, through recreation, through resurrection. So it's not those that are born of the flesh, but those that are born of faith are the sons of Abraham.
Yeah.
So the old covenant, it appears to me, ended at the cross. You know, in the children of Israel, beginning with Moses, That's when the nation of Israel was formed. They never kept the covenant. They killed all of the prophets that were sent.
Well, our relationship with God, Chris,
and they killed Jesus.
Our relationship, of course, is through Jesus Christ as our Savior. Hey, it's been a blast. Appreciate you joining me on this Friday. I'm Joey Hudson, in for Stu Epperson.
Truth Talk Live.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.